Okay, they're recording it. That's good. Let's get going. All right, I'm going to suggest three books for you. And I want to tell you, Mary Kay was always, always teaching us through education, books, tapes, and I know they're CDs now or DVDs, but they're so important that we are constantly feeding ourselves the things that we need to learn to help us change our life for the better and to help us study the things that we need to be doing in our life. So on your sheet, the Pace Setter first sheet, we're going to check your attitude, okay? Let's all take a minute today sometime to check our attitudes. And I'm going to just quickly go down the questions and you can think about it. I mean, you probably have already read through this, but are you defeated by those who have broken their promises to you or have let you down? Have you looked for someone else or a condition to blame? Have you failed to plan your days and become frustrated because you weren't accomplishing anything? Have you compared yourself to someone else instead of deciding your own priorities and sticking to them? And lastly, have you judged your business in dollars only instead of looking for someone to be a blessing to you today? Those are important questions for you to answer for yourself. Now, these are failure attitudes, and while we don't dwell on negatives, if you see yourself in one or more of these, please get it fixed and go on to enjoy the greatest opportunities you've ever had. Okay. Now, refuse to let others' actions hurt you or make you angry. No one can rain on your parade unless you let them. So it's just how you react. Second, take full responsibility for your actions and get rid of excusitis. You are totally responsible for your actions and accept it. Third, use your weekly plan sheet and the 6 most important things list to get your day and your life in order. That is most important, that we get the plan down to get us where we want to go. And fourth, compete only with yourself, not someone else. Do decide what you want to do, and if you are willing to pay the price, if you do this, that you are a success. Okay? Now, you've got those notes, so please go through them and answer those questions and then look at the solution of what you're going to do to keep them from happening to you. Okay? Now, I've got something that I want to share with you. The books that we are going to be reading are, let me get back to them, I know what they are, let's see, The Power of Positive Thinking. And today I have some notes for you from The Power of Positive Thinking. Also, Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude. And then the last one is The Magic of Thinking Big. Now, you can read them in any order you want to, but I think one of the most important ones is the first one, The Power of Positive Thinking. That really is going to get us on the right track. Okay, and let me share with you this. I want you to get this book today. This book is going to help you get yourself right on track where you need to. The secret is to fill your mind with thoughts of faith, confidence, and security. This will force out and expel all the thoughts of doubt, all lack of confidence. To one man who has a long time, had been haunted by insecurities and fears, I suggested have him read through the Bible, underlining in red pencil every statement it contains relative to courage and confidence. He also committed them to memory, an effort crammed in his mind for healthiness, happiness, most powerful thoughts in the world. These dynamic thoughts changed him from cringing hopelessly to a man with compelled force. The change in his mind in a few weeks was remarkable. For another complete defeat, he became a confident and inspiring personality. He now radiates courage and magnetism. He gained the confidence in himself and his own power by the simple process of thought conditioning. To sum up what you can do now to build up your self-confidence, following all 10 simple workable rules for overcoming inadequate attitudes and learning to practice faith. Thousands have used these rules, reporting successful results. Undertake this program and you too will build up confidence in your powers. You too will have a new feeling of power. First, formulate on your mind a mental picture of yourself as succeeding. I hope y'all are taking some notes. Hold this picture. Never think of yourself as failing. Never doubt the reality of the mental image. That is important, most important. For the mind always tries to complete what it pictures, to complete what it pictures. Now think about that. Doesn't that work with you all the time? When you see something happening, something does happen. When you see good happening, you get the results that you want. So always picture success to the matter, how badly things seem, and to getting at the, to going at the moment. Next, whenever a negative thought incurs, your personal power comes to mind. Deliberately voice a positive thought to cancel it out. Third, do not build up obstacles in your imagination. Depreciate every so-called obstacle. Minimize them. Difficulties must be studied and efficiently dealt with to be eliminated, but they must be seen for only what they are. They must not be inflated by fear thoughts. Next, do not be awestruck by other people and try to copy them. Nobody can be you as efficiently as you. Remember also that most people deliberate their confident appearance and demeanor are often as scared as you are and are doubtful of themselves. Number five is 10 times a day repeat this dynamic words. If God be for us, who can be against us? Now repeat that. If God be for us, who can be against us? That's 10 times a day. Next, get a competent counselor or advisor to help you understand why you do what you do. Learn the origin of your inferiority and self-doubt feelings, which often begin in childhood. Self-knowledge leads to a cure. Next, 10 times each day, practice the following affirmation, repeating it out loud. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Now let's repeat that. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. 10 times each day. Repeat these words. All right. Next, make a true estimate of your own ability. Then raise it to 10%. Do not become egotistical, but develop a wholesome self-respect Believe in your own God-related powers. Number nine is put yourself in God's hands. To do this, simply state, I am in God's hands. Then believe you are now receiving all the power that you need. Feel it flowing into you. Affirm that the kingdom of God is within you. Number 10 and final, remind yourself that God is with you and nothing can defeat you. Believe that you now receive power from him. And that's from the Norman Vincent Peale book, and I want you to get that and get going with it. If you hadn't got it yet, be sure to get it today or tomorrow, because we need to be reading every single day and our tapes, if you happen to have the tapes. And then we're going to work on bookings today. Okay? Anybody got any questions on that attitude?
I want to, Mom, I want to add if I can find out who else on the call. I have it downloaded onto I have the Power of Positive Thinking downloaded onto CD, so I can send them the first one.
Okay, so you want me to tell you who I have is here?
Yeah, it'd be great.
Denise,
I know that.
Rachel, and Nancy.
Very good. Okay.
Okay, is anybody else here? Okay, that we got. All right, well, let's go on to bookings, because bookings is the lifeline of our business. Don't we know that? Yes, we do. So we have to believe, to work, and the follow through, and it will happen. It will happen. We must work on it. I want you to first make a list of every possible person that you can imagine to ask about giving you an opportunity to introduce their friends to our marvelous skincare program or to our marvelous repair. Okay? And I know a lot of you have made a list, but I'll tell you, you will continue using your list your whole Mary Kay career. If you don't have a list, you are out of business, because constantly giving people the opportunity to give you their opinion of our skincare is the most important thing that we do. And if you don't have a list, you don't have anybody to call to set up appointments. So get that list and keep that list. And you might just want to have a list book and check them off when you become a customer. But keep the list, because you're going to call people or invite people, and they're going to say, "Not, it's not a good time," or, "Oh, I'm happy with what I'm using," or whatever they are. But you can still call them back sometime, right? So keep that list. Okay. Set aside 1 hour a day. 1 hour a day. And it doesn't have to be a whole hour at one time to stay on the phone, to call the people that you have on your list to set them up. That's going to be important. You can do it I've done it in 15-minute increments. You know, you can make two or three calls in 15 minutes, especially when you get some no answers. Somebody's not home, leave a message and go on. The second thing is, well, that was the second thing, wasn't it? Okay, but make sure that you call at least for 1 hour a day. It's imperative that every one of your customers receive at least a refresher facial once a year, every year. Yes, they are using their products. Yes, they are reordering. But you need to make sure that they're using them right, that they're happy with the results they're getting. Sometimes you don't know that they've gone off the product or they're no longer using half of the product because they ran out and did it for one reason or other, just didn't replace it, and they forgot now what they're not using. So it's important that you book again every customer. They're entitled to one refresher facial every single year. So put that down and know when you've given them the facial. Write down when you're going to be recalling them. Okay. The next thing is the best possible place to book is at your skincare classes. Every single class should have two or more selling appointments booked from that class. That everybody needs a way to either earn extra product or get their product at a discount or whatever. And once they book a class from their friends that they were attending, then they're going to be able to get that discount too, or get that gift, or whatever it is you're giving. And I know that Katie has several different things that she uses for the booking. What's the numeric way right now? But booking in a class is the best way to get them, because your hostess is going to help you sell them. Okay, Katie, you got another booking place that you need to do?
I do. Actually, I'm going to refer them to the new magazine called Start Something Beautiful. It's for new consultants, and it comes in the starter kit. But for those of you that don't have it because it just recently came out, please get it, because I'm going to be referring you guys back to that through this whole class, because it is so amazing. I was reading it on the flight to Dallas, and then I was sharing it with everybody on the flight back from Dallas. And not only the product information, but the booking ideas, the party ideas, the scripts, everything you would need to know is in there. And as a, you know, this is a new day. It's a new year. You're a new consultant. Just look at yourself like that. And so it talks about, on page 32, it's also the Silver Wings lesson under professional sales. So it also references us back to the InTouch page, where we can do a video clip to follow up, and also an audio clip to what I'm going to share. So I'm going to be each week giving you guys an assignment out of this book, out of this magazine, and also on InTouch, because I think the more that we touch those pieces of information that we have, the more the stronger of a director you're going to be when you become a director with your unit, because you'll have the tools that you need that the company provides, not something I've made up. So just so you guys know that, and that's where I'm getting it from. But on page 32, it's Tabitha Hallam from Georgia. She's and what she talks about with scheduling appointments, she is the master of booking. And basically what she does is she just calls them and says, hey, do you have a quick minute? How are things going? Just wanted to let you know I've started my own business. I'm a Mary Kay Beauty consultant. And you can offer several options, like how would you like to host a get-together for me with your girlfriends, a party? It only lasts about an hour, and you can earn free gifts of your choice. The first option. The second one was, I understand right now it's such a busy time of year with the kids going back to school, but you might not have time to host an event. I'm just so excited about the products. I don't want you to miss out. So how about I come by for a quick, 20, 30 minutes, just so I can show you the products. And that way you can get them on your face, and then you can tell your friends about them. So that's a facial, and you can potentially get it into a skincare class. And then second one is when a woman says no to those booking approaches, it's her saying, you haven't told me enough yet. You haven't given me enough information, so I need to know more. And 9 times out of 10, if she is not interested in the class, 9 times out of 10 is because the hostess credit is not enough for her to clean her house for. So, and I always say that, is your hostess credit so unbelievable that they're willing to clean the house for it? And if it's not, then you need to rethink what you're offering to your hostesses, or more importantly, an option for them to come to you. Scott and I were talking this weekend after I got back, and he had the cutest idea, and it's called mobile makeovers. And so I'm launching a mobile makeover opportunity, and that's where I come to them. And so the makeover is mobile to them. I come to them, I do it wherever they are. That is going to be huge for us in today's society. So some of the things that I looked back on, and all of this, again, is in the Start Something Beautiful magazine that Mary Kay has on Section 2 under Business Tools, and it's only $5, and it is so worth it. I have it tabbed. It's amazing. Anyway, the product knowledge. But the total $100, if you don't get any new bookings from the class, which is something we don't want to do, we definitely want bookings from the class, it would be $50 hostess credit. Yeah, and what I would say is, today Julie's going to be earning her hostess credit thanks to you girls being able to join her for her pampering party. It's so much more fun to be pampered together as girlfriends rather than just doing it by ourselves, right? We don't even like going to the bathroom by ourselves. So who wants to be pampered by themselves? So today she's going to earn a hostess credit, and she's going to get this special gift and have something all fluffed up. And then when one of you ladies, one of her good friends, share this pampering party, just like we're doing tonight, with your friends, she's going to earn a little more. And so she gets pretty much everything she gets to use today, or close to it. So I know you guys want to share this experience with your friends, because it's so much more fun to look beautiful together than to just be the only one looking just drop-dead gorgeous amongst your friends, because then that's when the jealousy begins. You don't want to do that. So that's just in the class, the things you can offer. There's other things, other booking approaches. And what I have really decided this year is that the things that I'm going to give you guys, again, is going to be from the company. It's going to be from InTouch. It's going to be from the documentation they're giving new consultants, because new consultants are coming out of the gate becoming directors in 30 days. So the information that the company is giving them is dead on. So I think we need to go back to bottom line of what they put together. And this book is all compiled ideas from national sales directors or account directors. So they're all doing something right. Tabitha also says anytime someone asks her about her pink Cadillac, she says she's with Mary Kay, and they'll say, oh, he's in the pink Cadillac. You can say, no, not yet, but I sure am working on it. So, you know, I can use your face to help me. And make it fun when they ask that question. Even if it's a male, because I know in the Mustang I get a lot of men asking me that. And I would say to them, you know what, we are working to turn this car pink and into a Cadillac, and your wife can help me. We need to make her beautiful too. Not that she's not already beautiful, but we need to make her beautiful on the outside and inside. So always, always have that thought process in your head. And that is what I am leaving you guys with today. So there's a few things, and I'll put it in the email with the follow-up for the tracking sheet. And so that way you guys will have it. Are there questions about that?
Sounds like you got it down pat. They got it.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, well, we also have a Paysetters assignment sheet for Lesson 1, and you need to take that out, fill it out, and turn it in to Katie. If you're out of town or whatever, you can mail it to her, or however you're going to get it to her. But get it to her after this week, before next Thursday, okay? Is that all right, Katie?
That's perfect.
Okay. And I also want to remind you, you need either loose leaf notebook, a spiral notebook, or something that you can be taking notes. You can be writing down somebody's name. If you see somebody that reminds you of somebody else, there's a reason you remembered her. So write her name down so you can find her number and call her and tell her you just thought of her today or something like that. But get you a notebook to have with you at all times. I know Katie has the things to do notebook in her hand, in her purse, anywhere she can. I mean, she's got them everywhere. And I'm sure that she's taught you how to do that. But get the note, the Mary Kay notebook that you're going to write down people's names that you think of, people's names that somebody gives you, et cetera. Write down notes. You want a notepad for every class you attend, I mean Mary Kay class, meeting class, or every idea that you get from Mary Kay. Did you use a notebook when you were at seminar? Did you take notes of the classes? Are you using the notes that you took? That's an important thing that you do, is have a notebook to take notes, because you can't always remember what you're hearing if you're busy just trying to keep up or figure out what did she say? So make sure. We used to take, and I know you can't take the DVD player or a CD player, but we used to take a cassette tape player and a record every class so we could come back and take notes from it. Because sometimes people talk too fast, don't they? So you want to get a
phone. Nowadays you can use your phone. I know Brittany and I both were recording the classes from seminar on our phones.
Great. I haven't learned that part yet.
I know. We're getting there. We're getting there.
Okay.
Slowly, but we're getting there.
Okay. So I think it was a wonderful seminar. I think we got a wonderful kickoff. But what are you going to do with it? That's the key. Are you going to use this plan, this Pace Setters, to get you started by doing everything you're supposed to do in the class? Or are you going to have an excuse of why you couldn't do it? It's up to you to make it happen. And I know you can. Don't you, Katie?
Yes, absolutely. And on the notebook statement with my mom, she's saying, I have found these 5x7 notebooks that have three dividers in them with pockets. And so that is what I'm using. That's what I call my Mary Kay Bible. It's with me at all times. I'm never without it. The front index and the sheets behind it are my things to do. The second is my potential hostesses, and the third is my potential team members, both yours as a unit and mine personal. And that has been a very, very effective. It's got the little pockets in each tab, and so I have to put lead cards as I get them. But I would certainly recommend you guys find something like that. And I know right now is the time to look for that because Walmart has them, because of school going back, et cetera. If you can get that now and have it in your purse at all times, like I said, I call it my Bible, my Mary Bible, because without it, I would be lost. You can ask Denise. I always say, oh, my gosh, where's my notepad? Where's my notepad? Because I can't function without it. So Mary Kay always said, the finest ink is better than the best memory. And she's
right.
So dead on, because I don't want to waste time trying to remember what I was supposed to write down or try and remember what I forgot because I was trying to remember to not forget it. That's hard.
Don't forget, Katie, to remind them about the bonus points.
Yes. You get, and I'm going to send out the My Progress sheet. And on the My Progress sheet, you will get bonus points for each activity that you complete. So just kind of watch for that. That's going to go out today. And also, I'm going to add to that on the bonus points. You're going to get bonus points every day that you listen to the Million Dollar Message and report back on what you got out of the Million Dollar Message. I love hearing the stories like Nancy shared with me that she heard Kristen Rogers' speech on the Million Dollar Message before she even gave it at seminar. I thought that was awesome. And I thought, wow, how cool is that? So, and she was sharing with me how much that has really made a difference, how much she's enjoying it, just starting her day like that. So, you know, I'm going to add to that assignment of the days of the week to listen to the Million Dollar Message each day. And when you report it back to me, you're going to get bonus points. You can add bonus points. When you give back to me, text me or put on Facebook what you got out of it. So I think that will be a huge difference for you because it has made a difference in those that have been listening to it.
Great. And next week we're going to, I'll give you a hint, we're going to work on team building. So those of you that have a goal to be building your team, which is great, I know you can do it, and we're going to talk about how we're going to do it. Okay?
I want to close with something I found in the box you gave me.
Great.
And it's called success. Success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out with never a thought of frustration, with never a moment of doubt. Whatever your cherished ambition, begin now to make it come true. Through efforts repeated, untiring, put faith in the thing that you do. Success comes to people who never stop dreaming, who trust that their dreams can come true, who use each new chance that each day is their way. Success comes to people just like you. It's in the daily activities. So make this week the start of new daily activities, and you will see success come your way. Y'all have a great week, and I can't wait to see each of you soon.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate it and look forward to hearing from you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye.